Hi guys, this is Justin Coffin for the 330 Sports Show. We are a Youngstown studio production, and this is going to be our 2021 year in review. We're going to look at some of the most memorable moments from our show, as well as a look back at the most memorable moments from the 2021 calendar year in sports, from things locally, regionally, and nationally. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll get started.
The Sweet Year-End Marathon is on. No matter where you leased your GM vehicle, we accept all Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC returns.
Now it's even better. If we buy your car, we'll cut you a check for $2,000.
$2,000 whether you purchased it from Sweeney or not.
Plus, we'll waive your disposition fees.
Text or call 330-SWEENEY or click SweeneyCars.com.
Sweeney Chevrolet Buick TMC on Market Street in Boardman.
All right, let's start with the month of January 2021. January 2021 was a great start to the calendar year. The Buckeyes get revenge and the Clemson monkey off their back in a rout of the Tigers in the college football playoff. The Buckeyes would eventually fall to Alabama in the national championship game, which would be Bama's sixth since 2009. The Cleveland Browns would beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the final regular season game to secure a playoff spot for the first time in 17 years, to match up with those same Steelers again the following week. The Browns took a 28-0 lead in the first quarter and eventually would win 48-37 over their arch rival Pittsburgh Steelers for their first playoff win since 1994. The Browns fell to the Chiefs in the divisional round 24-19 in a very close game, which gave a lot of people hope for the Cleveland Browns heading forward. The world remembers Kobe Bryant 1 year after his tragic death. We also featured some great, great guests on our show. We featured Laura Zaffadil of Megabar Youngstown, also a nutritionist, to help kick us off with some good diet and nutrition plans for the 2021 goal setting year. Chad and Hannah of Nash Nutrition, a great local company. They have since moved to Columbus, but they still are doing great, great things. Check out Nash Nutrition online. They do a wonderful job and have a great product. We also featured Rich and Aspasia of Penguin City Beer, Marissa Sergi of Luvabella and Red Blend Wines, and Terrence Stiles of Ohio State Men's Basketball. He was also a local product here from Boardman, Ohio. That was our 2021 January. The month of February was another busy month in the sports world. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeat the Kansas City Chiefs in what would be a home Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On February 7th, 31-9, in a pretty big rout of the Chiefs. The NHL also played two outdoor games in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Deion Sanders makes his coaching debut for FCS school Jackson State. Youngstown State also opens up the season as well, as the fall football season was pushed back to the spring for all the FCS schools. Tiger Woods was in a single car accident that completely shattered his leg and could have ended his playing days and nearly ended his life, but luckily did not. Also, we had some great, great guests on the show. We featured a lot of the WFMJ crew. We had Aaron Simonak, Madison Trommler, and Dana Bolish, all of WFMJ. Aaron and Madison are the weekday anchors at 6 and 11. And Dana Bolish is the sports guru over at WFMJ. We also featured Rich Harland of Hall of Fame Huddle, a great AAU program out of Canton. And he knows what he's talking about with girls high school basketball. So he came in and did a tournament preview with us. We also featured Lexi Walters of WKBN. She anchors, they have like 10 different times they do the news, like 5, 5:30, 6, and then 10, 10:30, and 11. She does a great job over there and did a great job on her show. Bob Hannon and Steve Leslie, also of YSU Football Radio, came in, did a great preview for the spring football season for us. And then we had boys hoops coaches Pat Birch of Boardman and Jimmy Francis Shelley of McDonald to come in and or to talk to us about their tournament run coming up in the month of February and March for boys high school hoops. We also did our first movie breakdown, which was Groundhog's Day. If you have not checked that out, just go ahead and Google it or YouTube it from our site. It was an awesome show. Had a lot of fun with that. That was our first movie review. And there will be more that we did in this calendar year. Moving on to the month of March, some of our memorable moments was indeed was March Madness. Great local story, the McDonald girls basketball team going a great run. They get to the Final Four, they get to the championship game, eventually fall and are runners up, but a great run to make it all the way to Dayton and get to the championship game by the McDonald girls basketball team. The March Madness bubble kicks off in Indianapolis. It goes from March 18th to April 5th. Every single team was in Indianapolis at different sites. It was a pretty cool thing, except for no fans in the stands, you know, making it a little bit different. But overall, a very cool thing that, you know, college basketball was able to get in some of those games, especially with COVID still on the forefront of all of our minds. NASCAR runs its first dirt track race since 1970 in Bristol, Tennessee. Kind of a cool thing they did there. And on our show specifically, we did our own March Madness. We did our March Sports Movie Madness, and we broke down 96 sports movies and narrowed it down to our eventual winner. Our eventual winner was Remember the Titans. So what we did, we put 16 baseball, 16 basketball, 16 football, and 48 other sports movies into their own regions. The basketball region winner was Hoosiers. The baseball winner region winner was Major League. The football region winner was Remember the Titans. And Rocky came out of the other sports regions. So they matched up, and we just had a lot of fun with it. We also created a fictional fantasy football movie star draft. We created our fictional starting five for basketball and had a lot of fun with this. We had hundreds and hundreds of votes from fans each and viewers each round to, you know, to get to our eventual winners. And that was a lot of fun. We did a lot of movie mashups along with those. So if you're looking for a good sports movie to watch, go back to our March shows and check those out. I think you'll be entertained, and it might, you know, give you some good advice for some sports movies to watch, especially if it's, you know, just one of those cold, bleak days and you're looking for something good to watch.
April in Paris.
April 2021 started off with a bang with the two best teams making it to the national championship game in the undefeated Gonzaga Bulldogs and the Baylor Bears. And Baylor took down the previously undefeated Gonzaga Bulldogs at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Baylor earned its first national championship in men's basketball. The Stanford Cardinal defeat the Arizona Wildcats to win the women's college basketball national championship. Hideki Matsuyama became the first male Japanese golfer to win a major championship on April 11th at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Back played, you know, in its traditional April setting after the 2021 November tournament. And Major League Baseball returns with fans after having basically little to no fans in 2020. Also, we had some great guests again on the show in the month of April. As always, we did a couple special features as well. So some of our great guests included now friends of the show, Luke and Isaac, the MLO Bros. They have their own podcast on their side. They do a great job. Just search them, MLO Bros. Lance the Z of Bless Up Athletics joined us. He did a nice job. He's a basketball trainer, a former coach with the tournament. And we also featured Brittany Mullis of That's What B Said. She is a local girl from right here in Niles. She now lives up in Cleveland, but is a big time podcaster with another girl from Columbiana. And they do a wonderful job talking about the Browns and Indians and, well, now Guardians and Cavs and all that good stuff. So check out their show, That's What B Said. Also check out the MLO Bros podcast. We also featured an NFL Draft Night special in the month of April. It was really cool. It ended up being about a four-hour show. We had MLO Bros on site. We had Fast Freddy out there and Magic Tree. We had... who else do we have? We had Lisa Resnick over at Westside Bowl. It was just a fun night, a long night, but a fun night. And, you know, it was a good time, you know, something we might try again here in the future. So that was our month of April. All right. The month of May, 2021, Helio Castroneves won his fourth Indy 500, tied for the most all time, with the fastest time on record, 2 hours, 39 minutes, 50 seconds. At 50 years old, Phil Mickelson became the oldest person to win a major when he took the PGA Championship on May 23rd. Sam Houston State won the FCS Championship 23-21 on May 26th over fellow conference member of Youngstown State, South Dakota State. Season was moved to the spring, obviously, as we talked about, because of COVID-19 concerns. Christian Pulisic Center became the first American to win a UEFA Champions League trophy on May 29th in a 1-0 Chelsea victory over Manchester City. And Medina Spirit wins the Kentucky Derby, has the crown taken away after a doping scandal, and the horse tragically passes away this past month in December after a training run. Really sad there in the racing community. Also, the month of May featured some outstanding guests. You know, one that was really special to me was Melanie Valerio, who listens and watches the show. She lives now in Los Angeles. She grew up right here in Camel, Ohio. Was such a good swimmer that she was able to go to the Hawkins School in high school, full scholarship to the University of Virginia, and went on to win an Olympic gold medal in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. She's going to join us again in 2022. And she just, if you didn't see that show, highly recommend it. She gave a ton of great advice for up-and-coming swimmer. She answered swimming questions from a bunch of local athletes, and it was just really, really cool and a great experience. Another legend in the broadcasting world, Stan Boney, joined us in the month of May. Also, we had Alex George of WKBN. Congratulations to her. She just had a baby within a few months ago, and you know, just wish her all the best going forward. And finally, we featured our Mother's Day TV Moms Draft. If you did not see that show, highly recommend it. It is so much fun. We took any mom from any TV show and we just went through and drafted. I would say that was one of the more fun, entertaining shows we've done. So we'll play that again around Mother's Day coming up. So that is the month of May, 2021. June 2021, United States Olympic trials begin. Also in Columbus, Ohio, just down the road, John Rahm was notified he tested positive for COVID-19 on May 5th after he amassed a 6-shot lead at the Memorial Tournament. He was forced to withdraw. Oklahoma women win the college softball championships. Major League Baseball implemented more foreign substance checks in 2021. Washington Nationals ace Max Scherzer got heated on June 22nd after his equipment was checked in the middle of the inning. Novak Djokovic won his 19th major on June 13th at the French Open, and he won 3 of the 4 tennis majors in 2021. And Coach K, legendary Coach K, announces his retirement at the end of the 2021 basketball season. In the month of May on our show, we did our Happy Gilmore movie breakdown. It was the ultimate TV dad's draft to go along with our Mother's Day one we did in May. We did our Father's Day one, another great one in the month of May. We also did the best sports announcers draft. Would recommend you watch that one if you're into that sort of thing. And also, right live on air, we had our callers call in, and you know, they were able to, you know, obviously comment on our show, talk about what we're doing, what's trending in sports, things like that. But we also were adding $100 to the kettle every week, and we got up to week 13, and we gave away $1,300 in cash and a pair of iPod Pros on the show on live on Facebook Live, which was really, really cool. So congratulations to our winner on the $1,300 and the pair of iPod Pros. Hopefully we'll have some more giveaways in the year 2022. July 2021 was a really, really busy month in the sports calendar. Giannis Antetokounmpo becomes the 7th player in NBA history to score 50 points in an NBA Finals game as he leads the Bucks to a 4-2 series win over the Phoenix Suns after being down 2-0, the team's first championship in over 50 seasons. The Cleveland Cavaliers select Evan Mobley with the 3rd pick in the NBA draft. Cade Cunningham goes first to Detroit, and Jalen Green is picked 2nd overall by the Houston Rockets. Italy defeats Germany on penalty kicks in the Euro 2020, which was postponed from the previous year. The Major League All-Star Game was played in Coors Field in Denver, which was moved from Atlanta. Tampa Bay Lightning win their second consecutive NHL title as they defeat the Montreal Canadiens for the Stanley Cup playoff, giving the city its 2nd major sports title in the calendar year. Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic torch on July 23rd during the Tokyo 2020 opening ceremony. Scheduled a year later due to COVID-19, the Olympics was held without any fans. Texas and Oklahoma announced they will leave the Big 12 for the SEC, setting a domino effect throughout college football. College players on July 1st may begin cashing in on their name, image, and likeness deals, which is a big, big deal now in college football. Some of our show features in the month of July featured Eric Simeone, who is a Boardman soccer head coach. He also teaches the history of rock and roll class at Boardman High School. He is a music aficionado. And he joined us for a pretty entertaining show back in July. We called this our Grandpa Joe draft. Anyone that listens or watches the show knows I am not a big Grandpa Joe fan from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but we did our most hated movie characters draft in movies. That was a lot of fun. And then we also did the most obscure summer Olympic sports in tune with the Olympic Games. And we also featured a great, great interview with Michelle Edenfield of the Melina Michelle Edenfield Foundation. Her daughter tragically and unfortunately passed away from a deadly disease, but they keep, this foundation keeps her memory alive. And, it just really focuses on the positive. So if you have not heard of the Melina Michelle Edenfield Foundation, go check them out. They do so many great things. And, they're keeping her memory alive and doing so much for pediatric cancer awareness. That was the month of July 2021. In August, August 2021. The Olympic Games took center stage. Simone Biles won her 7th Olympic medal with a bronze in the beam on August 3rd, less than 1 week after she pulled out of the team final to focus on her mental health. Cleveland native Katie Nagate wins gold medal in the women's pole vault at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Very cool story with her. Her father, who had passed away, she writes dad on the inside of her shoes. It was a really cool story, and obviously triumphant in with a gold medal in Cleveland's own. So very, very cool. The New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox play the first ever Major League Baseball regular season game in the state of Iowa. It was the Field of Dreams Classic. Kevin Costner comes out of the cornfield, much like he did in Field of Dreams with the movie, throws the first pitch, gives a great speech. Very, very cool. The White Sox ended up walking off in a fantastic, maybe the best game of all in the Major League Baseball season in 2021. Also, some great, great August guests. We featured the entire Pavlansky family, or at least the Pavlansky family that were in town. You know, we all the brothers, we had Lauren on. We talked a little bit about Annie, who is a basketball player at Kent State. This was right before Tom and Mike took the field in Tom's first game at Poland, and Mike came out victorious in the Poland-Canfield rivalry, which was just a cool event for the whole Pavlansky family, and just our community in general. Great, great people in that family, and great, great coaching lineage there. We also featured G. Scott Sr. He is the father of G. Scott Jr., who is a tight end for the Ohio State Buckeyes. He is on ESPN Seattle, 7:10 a.m. He is also the Seattle Seahawks game day studio host, or stadium host, I should say, there in Seattle for their home games with the Seahawks. We also featured new friends of the show, Jeremy and Grace Oclada of Youngstown Pizza Reviews. They just are really entertaining, told us a lot about what they do, and they're going to be affiliated with our show going forward as they do some great things in our community. Also, we did our football movie breakdown of Varsity Blues, the movie, as high school football kicked off and college football was getting close to kicking off. So that was the month of August 2021. September 2021, the 43rd Ryder Cup began on September 24th with the youngest American team in history. The youth dominated Europe 19-9, the largest margin of victory in the modern era. U.S. gymnasts testified in a Senate hearing on September 15th that the FBI mishandled its investigation of convicted sexual abuser Larry Nassar, a former USA Gymnastics doctor. High school, college, and NFL is back in full force. The Browns, the Buckeyes, the Penguins, back with fans in the stands from mostly no fans in 2020. We did a comprehensive breakdown of the AFC North. We featured a lot of people from around the country to talk about a lot of teams in not just the AFC North, but around the NFL. And that was a lot of fun and very comprehensive, which was really cool. We also featured some of our most memorable moments. We did our sports pet peeves segment, which was a really good one. It was a very comprehensive list. I think we listed at least 36 sports pet peeves. We also featured a Youngstown State Penguins breakdown with Bob Hannon and Steve Leslie, who are the radio voices of the YSU Penguins. We featured Jennifer Walcott Archuleta, who is Youngstown's own Playboy playmate, and she's going to be having a book coming out in January and a TV show on Bravo coming up in January, I believe, of 2022. So very soon here coming out. We also featured our best dance scenes in a movie draft. We had Laura Zaffadil, Lexi Walters, Greg Kirchner, and myself. And that was just a fun one. I explain it more in the show why we did it, but it was a good entertaining segment. And then we also kicked off our NFL Pick'em for Charity segment, which is just really cool. We're supporting different charities: the Trumbull County Farmers Bureau, Akron Children's Hospital, the Melina Michelle Edenfield Foundation, Rosalie's Forever Footprints, Project MKC, Oh Wow of Downtown Youngstown, the Rotary Foundation of Canfield, the Youngstown Pizza Project, Animal Charities of Ohio, and the 5K for JK Foundation, which benefits the Michael J. Fox Foundation. So that was September of 2021. When the ball from his 600th career touchdown pass was unknowingly given to a fan on October 24th, Tom Brady made a trade: team memorabilia, season tickets in exchange for the record-breaking pigskin. Also gave the guy or the fan a Bitcoin, so fairly valuable piece of merchandise there. On October 15th, Chicago native Candace Parker celebrated the Chicago Sky's WNBA championship during the waning seconds of Game 4. The Sky beat the Phoenix Mercury 80-74. Washington State fired its head football coach, Nick Rolovich, and four assistants on October 18th because they refused to comply with the school's vaccine mandate. Also, in October, on our show, we featured Ashley Collins of Bally Sports Ohio and Drennan Live. We also had a Youngstown studio, 330 Sports, and Homes and Hops collab to team up a before and after project with Penguin City Brewery downtown. We kind of went in when they were kind of going through the guts of the building and doing a lot of renovations. And we're going to go in after it's completed, show you the before and after footage. It's really cool. Lisa Resnick, Joe Danier, and Richard and Aspasia from Penguin City Beer. We just teamed up on that, and it was a lot of fun. We also had weekly check-ins on local high school football players of the week and top upcoming games of the week with Steve Leslie of YSN. So appreciate to him for all his hard work during our high school football season. All right, November 2021, the Atlanta Braves defeat the Houston Astros in the World Series 4-2, the same year as their most legendary player in franchise history passes away at the age of 86, Hank Aaron. Also in that World Series, the first batter of that World Series hit a home run, which was the first time that happened in 117 years of World Series baseball. You see something every day in baseball that you never have seen before. Unfortunately for us Ohio State fans, Michigan defeated Ohio State for its first win in the series since 2011. But rest assured, in about 340 days, we're going to bring them down to Columbus, Ohio, and take care of business again and start a new streak. Kyle Larson won his 10th race of the season at the November 7th season finale 500. The victory gave him his first NASCAR Sprint Cup championship. The Cleveland Indians officially retired their name and officially introduce the Cleveland Guardians. Also on our show, we featured a segment called "How the Hell Is This Still a Thing?" It was inspired by daylight savings time, and it getting dark at about 4:30. So that was one of our many top five Tuesday lists throughout the year that we did. Also, we featured a great interview with Gary House 2. He shares his story battling cancer and some great Buckeye moments as he's been a photographer for the past two decades for Ohio State and many local high school football teams and just around the sidelines in our community. We featured Andrew DiPaolo of WFMJ. He sort of wears a ton of caps down there. You know, meteorologist, morning show, studio host, you know, out in the field, does a nice job, and new friend of the show. We also sat down with Lisa Resnick on her show, Homes and Hops, and she featured an interview with myself on about the 330 show and about, you know, Project MKC and some of our football polls and things we were doing. So that is the month of November 20. December 2021, a very loaded month on the sports calendar. Quarterback Desmond Ridder led Cincinnati to an undefeated season in a college football playoff berth on December 5th, the first non-Power 5 team to make it into the college football playoff. Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, and Cincinnati are the top four seeds and will play in the college football playoff. Also, on December 14th, Steph Curry broke the NBA record for three-pointers. Two former record holders, Ray Allen and Reggie Miller, congratulate him at Madison Square Garden. 2,974 three-pointers for Steph Curry. Navy defeats Army in one of the best scenes in college football. Bryce Young from Alabama wins the Heisman Trophy with Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan, Kenny Pickett of Pitt, CJ Stroud of Ohio State coming in the top four, respectively. Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley leave big time programs in Notre Dame and Oklahoma for LSU and USC, respectively. There are dozens of college football head coaching changes heading into the 2021-2022 college football season. Just a lot of changes going on. Major League Baseball has a long history of labor peace ended, as baseball is currently locked out, and what that means for professional baseball in 2022 remains to be seen. We will keep you updated that into the new year. Also, I'd like to thank WKBN. They allowed me to be part of a segment, just giving my thoughts on the legalized sports betting in Ohio. That has now passed Governor DeWine's office and will be part of legalized gambling in Ohio for 2022. Also, some fun things we did in December 2021. We, among all the sports we did, you know, sometimes I like to jump outside the box, do other fun topics. You know, we did that with our Halloween draft back in October. We've done a ton of other different fun type drafts, sports and movies and music and different things like that. But we did the top names in college football draft, the film room breakdown of the Christmas classic Home Alone. We also drafted our top Christmas movies and just a bunch of other fun things in the month of December. So I'd really like to thank everyone that was a show contributor. You know, there's too many to name, so many great people out there that are a part of our shows all the time. And we have so much more planned for you in 2022. We continue to appreciate our viewers, your support. Please support our advertisers and please support Youngstown Studio simply by just watching us and giving us a follow or sharing the word about us. That's the best way you guys can help us grow our show and what we do. We'd love to hear from you. Anything you think we can do better or get better at in 2022, any segments, any interviews you'd like to hear, whatever it might be, let us know. So 2021 was a great year. It will be better than ever in 2022. Stay positive and test negative. That's a great philosophy to live by heading into the new year. And again, thank you for your continued support of the 330 Sports Show, and Youngstown Studio. Follow us at the 330 Sports Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And Youngstown Studio is on all the social media platforms as well. Follow their YouTube page and Facebook, especially for our live videos, also available on any podcast platforms, www.youngstownstudio.com. A very Merry Christmas and happy holidays, happy New Year to all of you out there. Again, thank you for watching, and we greatly appreciate you guys.